visiting through some of the more well-known historic buildings and structures throughout Arizona with Dr. David Dean, professor of history from Grand Canyon University. Dr. Dean, thanks again for joining us. You wanted to give us a little bit more information on Tovery Castle, and then I'd like to talk a little bit about the Gamage Hall.
Sure. Just real quick, you know, Carrero wanted to build this resort, and E.A. Tovery, the big cattle magnate in the valley, his wife fell in love with the house and wanted it. So Tovery brought in sheep into the pens nearby. So when the wind would blow one direction, the smell would go, and when it go the other way, and so Carrero could never get anybody to stay there. And so he was able, Tovery was able to buy the property at kind of a song because the resort never really went off.
And now so, that's playing dirty.
Smelly.
You stink them out.
And so, well, the Tovery family ended up owning the property for many, many years. E.A. Tovery passed away about a year later, but Della stayed there as her home for the next 40 years or so. Really, it's their legacy that we still have that building because of the Tovery family.
Well, and there's a story of a break-in while she was there.
Yes.
Bullet holes in one of the walls or something?
Yeah, just a few months before she passed away, there was a break-in and a little bit of a scuffle. And even though she wasn't really hurt in it, it was kind of a tragic kind of thing because she lived on that property alone with maybe a caretaker sometimes. And so it was... There's reports that it was haunted and that kind of stuff, but those are not, you know, it's just a beautiful landmark of Phoenix now.
Well, we're talking about 1966 and the celebration of the Historic Preservation Act. It was about 1966, wasn't it, that we built Gamage over on ASU's campus?
A little bit early, but of course that's part of the era of our post-war development as ASU's expanding and whatnot. And the president of the university at the time decided that it was time to build a kind of a world-class theater, concert hall kind of thing, and so contacted Frank Lloyd Wright, who had some plans laying around. He had actually designed what we know today as Gamage as the Baghdad Opera House, but because of some troubles that went on in Iraq at the time, it was never built, and so he pulled the plans out, and with some modifications to the state budget, so to speak, they scaled it down a little bit and built for Gamage the auditorium we know today.
Well, that is it is a fine building.
It's mostly does a lot of Broadway plays, but at the time, you know, Johnny Cash and Little Richard and Stevie Wonder, everybody played there, you know.
And then over on the river, on the shoreline, the Montes, La Casa Vieja.
Montes, you know, kind of a sad story for a lot of Phoenicians who have dined there over the years. As a few years ago, it closed down. They had kind of a fire sale of all the stuff inside. But there are efforts to preserve that building and make it a part of a larger development plan in the downtown Mill Avenue area. And so it'll be, hopefully it'll come back under a new ownership. But a great story about Carl Hayden's family that owned the house, one of our longest running senators from the state of Arizona, and the contributions that they made to our state. That's their historic homestead. And then it was later, 1924, by his sisters, turned into a restaurant, and then later sold to the Monty family, who had that wonderful steakhouse for many years. Steakhouse where you could get a side of spaghetti, you remember.
That's right. Absolutely. And what are they going to do with the Flower Hayden Mill?
Well, also property that is kind of concerned and challenged. What do you do with an old flour mill? And mm-hmm. So the design challenges are difficult, and the city is working through what they're going to do to preserve or reuse that. And, of course, there's a lot of considerations to do that. It's also against the mountain, which is a sacred place, a historic place also. So they can't really encroach much more into the mountain. And so it is a very challenging, but for most people, that's Mill Avenue is the mill. And so you have to have that. And so hopefully the city and the property owners and whatnot can come to something that really preserves that for that gateway entry into that downtown area.
Well, Dr. David Dean, I want to thank you for coming in this morning and sharing with us the historic backstory. We've got the David and Gladys Wright home down in Tucson. We've got the Presidio District. The Congress Street story is a great story. All stories we'll have to have you back in to visit with us on.
Sure, anytime.
Because these are great. The Hotel Westward Ho. I mean, it's got great stories. Lots of great buildings. Lots of great stories. We appreciate you coming in and sharing them with us.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. Folks, we've got a lot coming up through the course of the rest of this morning's program. We've got John J. Harper coming in at 8 o'clock, and we'll be talking the outdoor living segment of the show, landscape, gardening, watering, fertilizing, trimming, edging, whatever it is about. Everything's about ready to explode right now with the temperatures we've got now. I cut my lawn short 8 days ago, and baby, she's greening up fast, man. And then at 9-10 o'clock hour, we've got some air conditioning experts coming in, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming air conditioning season. Dr. Dean was talking about the innovation of air conditioning in the late 50s and 60s really is what allowed Phoenix and most of southern Arizona to explode with population. And air conditioning, how can you beat those coming high summer bills? Well, we're going to have two experts in for 9 and 10 o'clock hour visiting with you about that as well. We're taking your calls for the next 3 hours at 1-888-767-4348, doing anything and everything we can do to become you, the Arizona homeowner's best friend. That's our job at Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.